And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday. Expository Thursday. As we work together to know the letter better into the narrative of the Book of Acts, we travel to understand what things the Lord requires of us as we learn to apply God's timeless truths in our lives. And I'll tell you right now, last week I did this intro and only got through one section, so I'm just reading it again. Interestingly enough, in our situation in the Book of Acts, we are at the place where the Pharisees come to the defense of Paul. They stood by the possibility that an angel or some form of spirit could have spoken to Paul and that Paul was responding to it. So they were committed to their beliefs and started shouting in favor of Paul and against the Sadducees. Ironically, both groups pulling at Paul from different sides. Here's something that you should remember, though. The enemy of my enemy is my friend? Not always. You'll see. Next, when passion is out of control and human fervor becomes the authority, what happens? It becomes a mob and it becomes crazy. The commander could tell they were going to rip Paul in half, so intervening was his only course of action. When people are driven by passion alone, with no truth and no reasoning, they sink to the lower base of the wild animals, which is not a great look for people. And finally, when passion's out of control, and people do sink to that level, you have to endure in the truth. You have to stand fast, even if it seems a little bit discouraging. Hint, hint, hint. Listen to this. Paul was almost torn in two, and then God told him, hey, I got great news for you, my child. You should be encouraged. This is going to happen to you again. How fun for Paul. And this is further proof that his ways are higher than ours.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. How much more? A lot. Remember, it's not professional radio. Jacob and I have proved this every day. In fact, I've proved this every day for almost five years here, 5 years in San Diego. I'm really good at proving that. Here's what we're doing, though. We're asking you, what do you think? So you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org, david@hemustincrease.org. People go, why do you keep repeating all that stuff? New listeners. Also, you can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call that number, 972-445-0770. You'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is the same feeling you get when you are being appreciated.
Aww. Aww. Thank you, David. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you. I know it's not the weekend yet, but do you have a recording this weekend? Or what do you got going on there? Are you going to have to come in this weekend, or are you going to get a break?
No, I'm off this weekend.
Wow!
I'll be recording next weekend.
Okay. Yep. Very good. Good for you. Here's the bottom line. Maybe you've got a praise report. Call. Text. Send an email. Maybe you've got a prayer request. Call. Text. Email. Maybe you got something you just want to share. Call. Text, email. Maybe you've got answered prayer and you just kind of want to cover it, and yeah, great, share it. But I'm afraid I'll make a mistake. Get on board with everybody else. Everybody who's called this show ever has made a mistake. Even the biggest people I've ever interviewed in my entire life, what you think are the giants of the world, mistake, 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 mistake. In fact, in one interview I did with one person who was in a ministry for 30 years, the person could not remember their own phone number, having used that number over 100,000 times. So relax. It's just life. It's just radio. So you can do that. We're going to do history. We're going to do some jokes because I'm getting the jokes in today no matter what. And we're going to do Bible trivia, and here's your Bible trivia. And you ought to get this one. That's all I'm going to say. Who is this person? Now, remember, we're bouncing all over into different things in trivia. Here is this one. Who is this person? I ate locusts, and I preached repentance, and I'm from the New Testament. Who am I? I ate locusts. I preach repentance. And I'm from the New Testament. Who am I? Am I Jude? Am I John the Apostle? Or am I John the Baptist? Who am I? Matthew chapter 3, verse 4, 8 and 9. Matthew chapter 3, verse 4, 8 and 9. If you think you know the answer to our Powerhouse trivia question, you can call us here at 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I ate locust. I preached repentance. Wow. I'm from the New Testament. Who am I? Am I Jude? John the Apostle or John the Baptist? Who am I? Reach out to us if you think you know. Quick reminder, on Monday's show, it will be our five-year anniversary, doing a few things differently, and we will be giving away some gifts. And you think, whistles? Maybe. We'll see. I'm not telling you. But I promise it will not be a normal show. Because I just don't feel like doing a normal show on the five-year anniversary, okay? All right, we got that going on, so don't forget that. Don't forget to be praying for one another. So one thing that we haven't done very well, it's my fault, is that I'm supposed to be on a regular basis asking you guys to pray for one another. So you're listening on the show, and then you hear somebody that you haven't heard before, or you hear somebody you have heard before, and something happens in you, and you're like, oh, man, I should be praying for them. That's the Lord saying you should be praying for them, and you should commit to praying for them. You still got, 2 weeks left in March. If you hear somebody and you think, wow, I need to pray for that, pray for that. Be a March buddy and pray for that person. And we're going to get back into the buddy prayer. I mean, we're just behind on a lot of things because I'm doing, a lot of the coordinating, and I don't do that well. Once I get a task accomplished, then I'm not as good. So here's the bottom line. Be praying for one another. Even if you have to pray for them in mass, you don't have to pray in this spending 30 hours praying for one person. Paul said, I mentioned you in prayer. It's like, well, mention them. That's all you need to do. Okay? All right. So we're going to repeat the trivia question, then I'm going to do our DNA. Here we go. The trivia question. I ate locust. Who is this person? I ate locust. I preached repentance. I'm from the New Testament. Who am I? Am I Jude? Am I John the Apostle? Or am I John the Baptist? That is the question. If you think you know, reach out to us, 972-445-0770. 214-210-8483 is the number to text as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, we're going to do our DNA. D stands for Draw Closer to the Lord.
Daily.
So what do you have going on in your life that you need prayer for? What do you have going on in your life that things are going really good? What do you have going on in your life that things are really tough? What do you have going on in your life that you're not sure about? What do you have going on in your life? And just add anything in there. Anything. And add, you should spend time with the Lord. It's just like, that's it. You fill in the blank, and then I'm going to give you the answer. Okay, what do you got going on in your life that is? Okay, fill that in. Okay, got that. Cool. Got it. And your answer is you should spend time with the Lord. That's your answer. Get it? Draw closer to the Lord daily. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, 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 never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, ever. The world will try to shame you. Who cares? They've got nothing. This is the one thing we've mentioned before. You know how you don't let somebody put something on you? You don't receive it. No, I don't think so. I think I'll be a duck on that one and watch the water go right off my back. There you go. Never be ashamed of Jesus or words, no matter what anybody says. So that's the D, that's the N, here's the A. Always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, which means be ready to serve, which we've mentioned before. It means to be ready to serve. It means be ready. Be ready to what? To yell at people? Be ready to serve. Actually, I found three different spots in the Gospels where it says be ready to serve. So it's like there's not a lot of question here. There's no question here. Always be ready and be ready to serve. Okay? If the Lord wants to use you, it will be as his vessel, as his vehicle. Be prepared. Be ready. Always, continually. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. N. Always be ready to serve. A. D and A. Somebody's ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Donna Gale.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good. I need you to turn your radio down just a little bit. You got your radio on at all? Because it's doing a little echo thing going on there.
Wait a minute, okay?
Okay, you got it. All right. That's much better. How you doing? Wait, you there? Okay. Hello?
I'm coming.
Wait, can't hear you.
I'm coming.
Uh-oh. Okay,
I cut the radio down.
Okay, turn the radio down. All right, come on back.
I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back.
That's
I'm back.
Perfect. That's perfect. Now you got it going on. Okay, you ready for this one? Are you feeling good?
Yes, sir.
All right, I know you're going to get this. I know you are. Ready? This is kind of fun, though. Who is this person? Let me lay it all out, and then you give us the answer. I ate locusts. Wow. I preached repentance. Wow. I'm from the New Testament. Yeah. Am I Jude, am I John the Apostle, or am I John the Baptist?
John the Baptist.
That is correct, Amigo! Donna Gale,
yes.
You are right! It's John the Baptist! That is brilliant.
Yes,
hey, I got to say, Ed Otto, one of the people that answers our show, does the emails, he goes, you had me at locust. That's a great line. How are you doing, by the way? How are things for you?
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah? Okay. I want to make sure if you need us praying for you, you know we're here to do that. You know that, right?
Yeah. I done called in for prayer before, and it was good. It worked.
Yeah. It's amazing what the Lord does when people take faith and offer it up before him. It's amazing to watch universes change in personal lives. It's cool.
Yes, sir.
It is awesome. Well, you are phenomenal, and if you need something, you let us know, and we love you in the Lord, and we want you just to be blessed. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it so much, David.
Yeah, you're more than welcome, okay? God bless you.
Okay.
All right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. See? I'm not always mean. Well, Bert might not agree, because Bert's been a challenge of late. So that's why I haven't said much about him. Just going to kind of leave that there.
Uh-oh, he's been getting in trouble?
Yeah. And this thing about pulling when Noel gets up, I'll just tell you this, and we'll exit because it's just too bizarre. So Noel gets up really early. So sometimes she has to get up like 4:30 or whatever. And that's early, okay? And then I've been really working hard on these projects and stuff. And then what happens is she goes out into the living room with Bert and starts to get her stuff together. And then Bert waits about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. And then Bert, you know, pushes into the bedroom. And he doesn't just bark because that would be easy, right? He physically grabs the blanket with his mouth and pulls it off of me. And then he barks.
He's very committed to his craft. That's all I'm going to say.
So he's now your alarm clock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has become, it's super weird, but it's pretty funny. All right, we'll take our break and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I am helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing!
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website, and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video. But you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the purpose of human creation? God was bored and wanted a tinker toy set to play with. He wanted a petri dish to look at so he can go, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, as opposed to the mindset that says, well, this whole thing is a divine experiment. The Lord was bored, impossible to be bored if you're not stuck by time, by the way. Oh, you didn't think of that, right? Because he's not bound by time. The purpose of human creation ultimately is four words. Here we go. The purpose of creation for humanity? To fellowship with God.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We're getting ready for our next trivia question. Excellent job on that last trivia question by everyone. Here you go. You guys should get this one. I, again, can't give the reference. If I can give the reference on these Who Am I's, I would, okay? So I'll give you a decent hint. Here we go. Who is this person? I prophesied about the Messiah. A seraphim touched my lips with embers. I am one of the major prophets. Who am I? Am I Jeremiah? Am I Zechariah? Or am I Isaiah? I prophesied about the Messiah. A seraphim touched my lips with embers. I am one of the major prophets. Who am I? Am I Jeremiah? Am I Zechariah? Or am I Isaiah? Challenging one there. If you think you know, by the way, what you want to do is you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210
8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. So your biggest hint in that, as I said, is one of the major prophets, okay? So there's five books in the major prophets, right? Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel, okay? So that should make it pretty much easier. Who this person is, I prophesied about the Messiah. A seraphim touched my lips with embers. Who am I? Jeremiah, Zechariah, or Isaiah? So you kind of already got a big, big, big hint going on there. I'm just trying to help so that people can do it. But if I give you the reference, you'll go, oh, that's it. But let's say in his particular book, there are multiple prophecies about the Messiah. That might be a nice way to say that. Okay. All right. There you go. All right. We do have somebody that is on the line. And so we're going to give them a chance to respond to the trivia question. Let's send them on through, please. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is the guy.
Dude, you got to come up with a better intro. Those are getting bad.
Okay.
This is
all
this
right.
is
two,
the
one,
guy.
Four, eight, one, six,
this is the guy.
Okay, this is your little brother.
this is the guy. Oh my goodness gracious! You know, if I can't give you a hard time, who can? I mean, that's just really what it's all about, right? Okay.
Oh, that's the big brother all of us do.
Isn't that the truth? All right, I'll set the question up, give the answers, then you give me the answers what it is. I prophesied about the Messiah. A seraphim touched my lips with embers. I am one of the major prophets. Who am I? Am I Jeremiah, Zechariah, or Isaiah?
I think one of the Echakiah.
One of the what?
No, Isaiah.
Isaiah! That is correct! I want to say Jeanette had a nice recovery on that one. First she said, then she goes, oh wait, this is one. Which we always count. If you can get the recovery in fast enough, on the trivia question, it counts. Except sometimes Al, what he does is I'll say, which one is it? And then he'll give an answer like by text. And then after the answer comes out, he goes, that's what I meant to say. How are things going, bro? What's going on?
Hey, I need a prayer because, you know, when you get a call from your doctor's office, it's not good. So last week I had a blood work, so I got a phone call. Hey, it seems like you are eating too much sugar and too much junk food, so you need to eliminate that. So my prayer is to pray for me that I would not crave for sugar or junk food.
All right, let me ask you the question. On the test that came back, was it your glucose?
Yeah.
That's what I've been restricting myself on this last year, which is how I lost most of the weight, just so you can know. Because I just went, yep, that's the end of that.
Yeah, and yesterday you were torturing me when you were asking Jacob about his favorite donuts, and then you want a cream donut with a chocolate glaze, and mine is a maple covering.
You know what? I know that struggle that you're going through, and I continue to, you know, go up and down in it, but I really do understand it, not from a sympathy but an empathetic point of view. So let me pray for you, and because you know what? You got to do it. You got to cut out some of that stuff because it's just not helping. Okay? So
yes.
I'm going to pray the Lord will help.
That's why I'm asking. I need,
you need
a
help.
Supernatural strength.
Yeah. What's important about that is to understand that people need to understand that is the kind of thing you bring to the Lord. I mean, that is exactly what you bring to the Lord because you need to make changes and you're feeling like you're running shy in how to do it or just don't have the ability or the determination or the fortitude, and that's why you ask the Lord to help. That's exactly what you do. So you're doing it exactly the right way. Okay? Let's pray about
thank,
it. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you, big brother.
You got it. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you for Samson. And Lord, what I love about Samson and some of his requests are that they apply to everybody. And there's people who are listening to us right now, and they're having some struggle. Might not be with the sugar. Might be something else. And Lord, sometimes we do have the fortitude and we can make a decision and we you know, we have it all equipped in you, but sometimes we don't access it the best way. So Lord, release in us that, not just determination, but that connection with you that gives us the ability to stand firm in our decision making when it, Lord, it's in honor of the temple of the Holy Spirit. Help us to do the right thing. Help us to stand firm and help us to be well and to honor you with our bodies as well. The best we can, Lord. Just help us step by step in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Amen, brother.
Thank you, brother.
All right, God bless you. All right,
God
bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, to the text we go. We're going to do some of this text. I want to get to this real quickly. Acts chapter 23. We are at verse 7. And I want to point this out. This is really interesting. The divided, this, when Paul said, my hope is in the resurrection of the dead, and we covered this a little bit, but I want to get more in depth. This divided the council of the Pharisees against the Sadducees, for the Pharisees said there's no resurrection, no angels, and no spirits. But, and by spirits, it means demons. But the Pharisees believe in all these. So a great clamor arose. Some of the teachers of the religious law who were Pharisees jumped up to argue that Paul was all right. We see nothing wrong with him, they shouted. Perhaps a spirit or an angel spoke to him. The shouting grew louder and louder, and the men were tugging at Paul from both sides, pulling him this way and that way. So what I want to bring up in that is simply this. It's the Pharisees that come to Paul's defense. Okay? Now, I'll say this. I'm going to have to not retract it, but modify it. They stood by this possibility that an angel or some form of spirit could have spoken to Paul. So in the references or in the texts, people say it's a demon, or what they call a demon is anybody that's not an angelic spirit. It's possible that it's, you know, some kind of, you know, other angelic or some kind of other manifestation. But most of the time, I'd say 9 out of 10 times when it says spirit, it's an evil spirit. Okay. But in this one case, it might be a little shiftier than that. I'm not dying to defend it one way or another. Here's what happened, though. They recognized that Paul, if he says this angel, this spirit spoke to him, they have to defend it not because of what Paul is saying, not because of the letters that Paul is using, but because of the principle that's how the Pharisees live. The principle is they believe in the resurrection of angels and spirits. So that's why they were coming to his defense, not because they like Paul. And so when people go, well, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, it's a philosophical play, it's cute. It's like, yeah, except what's going to happen in a couple chapters is going to be these same people that are like, kill this guy. So, that's not always true. But what they started doing is they started shouting in favor of Paul against the Sadducees, and then now they're pulling at Paul from both sides. You can be in a discussion. If somebody has a principle that is challenged, they might not like you or agree with you, but they will die to defend their principle. That's what's going on. And this is what the Lord does. I know it's crazy, but the Lord uses these moments to bring about his purposes. So now you got two groups that are united wanting to wipe Paul out. Then Paul says, I'm on trial for the resurrection. And you know, and then the Pharisees are like, he's our buddy. We love this guy. And that's why you see, and I'll just say it so that you can know where I'm coming from in this, in many political circles, how bizarre the affiliations are. This is the reason why. This is like the core reason why, because people can't have these underlying principles ever challenged. They must be true. And that's what takes place in politics, which is why it's confusing, which is why you look at it and you go, gosh, this is really the height of sinful man on stage. Now, I want to say something, and I'm going to irritate both Republicans and Democrats and also independents. Okay? Here's my first big political I haven't made a statement like this in a long time. You ready? All right. Since 2002, the State of the Union has not been strong. But yet every president from 2002 and before, I'm just using 2002 launching off of 2001 because of the attacks, 9/11. From 2002 on, every person who said the State of the Union is strong is not being truthful. We have states that are trying to exit out of their own states, people in their own groups trying to exit, let alone people. It's not, What? I don't believe. No, you have to say it strong. No, it isn't. There's a tremendous amount of division. And it better get solved, because when a house is divided, it can't stand. And you might not like that, but that is the truth. Get that? Okay. You can be mad at me later. That's fine. All right. We're going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Your break will be back. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and a dog named Bert. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and has his doctorate of strategic Christian ministry. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Let me tell you what I'm torn between the two. I'm twixt between the torn two. You want to know why? I've got the biggest breaking story ever.
No,
to
you
be,
need to do that first. Yeah, I just can't wait.
More than my whole thing about the 4-way stop sign.
Yep.
You want me to do the number one story?
That's
Ladies
right.
and gentlemen, you better get ready. Here's my advice. I don't give this advice very often, and I don't give it uncheckfully. What's uncheckfully? I don't know. Here's the biggest story you have ever heard on the David Spoon Experience. If you have children who are listening, if you are not in a car, it's time to cover their ears or send them into another room. That's how chilling this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I have it off the press literally within the last 2.5 hours. Actually, it's less than 2.5 hours ago. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I have it right in my hands. Get ready. Do not get nauseous when you hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that as of today, the Navy, the United States Navy, officially has made its proclamation. Ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? This is the most important thing ever. You ready? That Captain Crunch is a fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Navy has declared that Captain Crunch...
I do not buy it.
No, listen to this. Here's why. Let me tell you why. Captain Crunch has 3 stripes on his cuffs, and that signifies a commander and not a captain. So the United States Navy has made it absolutely known today, Captain Crunch, nay... He nay a captain. Nay. Now, it is true.
Are we going to rename the cereal?
No.
Commander Crunch?
Yes, Commander Crunch. That's the new. That's why I told you, don't let your kids hear this. It is possible that that uniform could represent either German or Portuguese Navy. They are not sure because all of those uniforms were lost with their great navies. Sometimes
hallelujah. Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. I like that. I just think it's cool. Getting ready for your next trivia question. After the trivia question, I'm going to send you up to the website. I do need your prayers. There is a minor to a major, so somewhere between minor and major, possibility that Noel and I are going to have to relocate at some point. So I just want everybody to be in prayer that just whatever the Lord wants, we just want to be where the Lord wants us. We don't want anything else. So I'm just letting you know. Okay? All right, so just be in prayer for us. That's always fun. Isn't moving fun? Anyway, here is your next trivia question, a difficult question, but you will have a reference. A reference. Who is this person? He was known as Jerubbaal.
He had 70 children, and he needed a fleece to move forward from the Lord. Who is this? Is it Gideon, Samson, or Joab? And your answer is in Judges 6:32, as well as Judges 8:30. But 6:32 would be your key. He was also known as Jeroboam, or Jeroboam, was it any way you want to say it. 70 kids. He needed a fleece in order to move it forward. And he needed it more than once. Who is it? Is it Gideon, Samson, or Joab? Look to Judges chapter 6, verse 32, if you think you know the answer. 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website. Blah, 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 blah. You know what? Just go to the website. It doesn't. You don't even have to. Well, I don't like websites. We don't capture anything. You don't do anything. Don't touch anything you don't want to touch. Just check it out. There's some cool videos, I think. There's a welcome video. Hi, welcome to the website. There's all that stuff, and there's fun stuff. If you look under the little links, they're cool. Nothing weird happens. We're very protective. If anything weird happened, I would be the first to be notified, and then I would put it all on pause. Just to let you know, okay? All right. Check out the website. You can give there if you want to. We always like that. HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going, we don't need roads.
Wow, like a movie thing. That's a movie theme today. Once more, the trivia question, then I'm doing jokes. I haven't done jokes for a while. I want to do jokes. I got some good ones. Okay.
Yeah, it's been a few days.
Yeah, got to get this done. All right, this person, who is this? This person was known as Jeroboam. Jeroboam, that was the secondary name for this person. He had 70 sons. The big thing is when the Lord asked him to do something, he needed a fleece, which is his way of testing the Lord. Who was that that dropped that test on the Lord twice, in fact? Was it Gideon, Samson, or Joab? And your answer is in Judges chapter 6, verse 32. Again, you can reach us 972-445-0770. Text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Here we go. Ready? I got one, two, three, four. Three of them are one-liners, okay? One of them is a two-liner, so it's not long. So these are not long. You ready? Are you ready? Here we go. How can you tell a good computer programmer from a bad computer programmer? Right? The good ones always come through when the chips are down. Okay. Why don't computers eat anything? They don't like what's on their menus. Okay, these two are great. That's all I'm going to say to you. How do you catch a runaway computer? With the internet. Internet. Okay. Why did a man turn on his computer on a hot day? He wanted to open the windows. There you go. Come on. Those aren't that bad. They're pretty good. Okay. All right. If only they paid me for this. This person was known as Jeroboam. I also had 70 children and needed a fleece to go forward in the things the Lord wanted this person to do. Is this Gideon, Samson, or Joab? Judges chapter 6, verse 32, plus Judges chapter 8, verse 30. is the opportunity. You can text us 214-210-8483 or email david@hemustincrease.org because somebody is on the line. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Brother Roger again.
Hello, Brother Roger again. How are you doing?
Well, I've been working on this line for a while. It's a, you know how it's been said that it's good to be on top of this?
Yes.
Side of the ground?
Yes.
I think it might be better on the other side of the ground.
It might be better on the other side. I feel in my heart that is not incorrect. I think if you're a Christian, you recognize to depart and be with Christ is far better, right? It's not even close. Good job, brother. Good job. All right, let me set up the trivia question, okay? And then I'll give the hints, give you all the stuff, and then you can answer. Here we go. He was also known as Jerubbaal. He had 70 sons, and he needed a fleece before he could move forward in the Lord because, you know, he's having a little bit of a problem. Is this Gideon, Samson, or Joab?
You said chapter 6, verse 32. I don't get it from that one. What was the other reference?
Judges 8:30.
8:30?
Yeah. See if you can find Judges 8:30.
Gideon.
That is correct, Amundo!
I didn't get it from 32:6.
All right. You should have got it from the fleece. I mean, how many people said a fleece before the Lord going, okay, if this is you...
Right.
If this is you, it's got to be water on the ground and not on the fleece.
I don't know. I'm bad with names and numbers, and so,
well,
you know,
you're absolved.
I know the word of God. Addresses just worry me to death.
Yeah. Oh, brother. See,
and I'm. Oh, wait a minute. I said that bad word. Worry.
That's a lot of anxiety in that word, isn't there?
Yeah. You know, while I'm thinking about it, you know, it says in the word not to worry about tomorrow.
Correct.
Well, how can you worry about tomorrow if tomorrow never gets here?
That is also correct. That is the premise right there. In fact, that point right there is the biggest point that they makes is you have no idea what's going to happen in 5 minutes, let alone 5 hours. It's like, how do you know? You don't.
I mean, I can do something about yesterday, but there's no way I can do anything about tomorrow.
Well,
ironically,
you can't do anything about
tomorrow. Here.
But you,
I've been waiting on tomorrow forever.
Yeah, you're going to keep waiting on tomorrow.
Don't get here.
That's right. But that's the thing, Roger. You can't do anything about yesterday either. That's why you got to take the gift God has given you and live in the present. Oh, yeah.
That's because the present is a present.
That's exactly right. Excellent job. Very, very good, Roger. Very witty today. Very witty.
Yeah, I'm working on... I was working on that. I didn't even call you last week because I was working on that above ground and below ground response for a week and a half.
Bless you, brother. You are a breath of fresh air. I will tell you that.
And I have a testimony about sugar and candy, and I am back on track.
Say that again.
I'm back on track.
Back on track. Good for you, brother.
On track, and I'm not even cheating with the Yoo-hoo.
Yeah. Wow, you are going all in. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm back on track. The only thing I did wrong is I replaced some of that with crackers. Well, crackers got too much salt.
Yeah, so too much. You got to be careful there, too.
Now I've got to try to figure out what salt I got to eliminate.
Yep.
So prayer is needed for try to eliminate salt. And it's virtually almost impossible to eliminate all sugar, and it's very impossible to eliminate all salt.
You know what it does? It gives a lot of weight to water. Anyway, I'm just saying, it does give a lot of weight to water. It's like, oh, that's good.
Talk about being witty. You're right on top of the game. Weight to water.
Oh, good job, brother. That's excellent work.
All right. Well, God bless you. You're a great inspiration to me, and I'm sure to everyone else that listens, because they're still listening.
Yeah.
David. So God bless you.
Thank you, brother. A lot of courage from all of you. Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we'll take our break. I got a big, strong finish on this text, so I don't want to miss this. We'll take a break here and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Here we go. Let me give you an update on Easton Scott. A lot of tough stuff that my daughter and my son-in-law have been going through. I did send an email out. I don't know if, Julie, if you got the email or not. I did. I sent it out to everybody. So he was going through 20 and 30 seizures per episode, and they've got that down to a dramatically less amount. But the sad news is that from a medical point of view, Easton does not appear, as according to the doctors, that he will be able to speak or will be able to care for himself. And so what the result of that is that Julianne and Jared, my son-in-law and my daughter, have recognized that God has put them in a position to be the best parents, to love Easton Scott with all that they can and give him the best life that they can. But while that's going on, they're not going to stop believing that something can change. And the doctors even said, this is territory we don't even know.
Right, because this is a problem that not very many people have had. So
very few.
Everybody is different.
Yeah, and they have like 230 total cases in the world that they have records on, which is like, so they're like, we don't know.
Right.
And it's like, so I just want to read this one thing my daughter wrote. It's a fantastic. She wrote this, you know, it's not easy to sit there and write a Facebook post that tells all the things you've been going through. And so I'm not going to read everything, but I'm going to read the last paragraph because I thought that was really significant. She wrote, scientifically, Easton does not have much of a chance. His best case scenario is he may possibly be able to walk and say 3 to 5 words one day. But God can help him. He's not afraid of impossible odds. And if Easton is healed one day, there will be no question as to where it comes from. It will not be because of therapy, and it will not be because of medication or diet. It will be because of God's undeniable healing power. So in the meantime, we choose to raise a hallelujah and trust in God. Ladies and gentlemen, that is faith. Now, the idea that it's going to be simple and everything's going to be great and they're trying to make pie in the sky, that doesn't exist at all. If you read this, and I think Wonder Julie can attest to it, she tells you this is ugly.
Right.
This is not a good situation. It's going to change our lives. He's never going to be able to be unattended. It doesn't look good. And, you know, as a parent, you're heartbroken. They have two other children. They don't want to have any loss in their communication with their kids, but they're going to have to give extra attention. They were going to have a fourth child. They're not sure they're going to do that now. So you got a lot of things in play. But what you can't deny is that I won't take credit, but I'll stand in there as a grandparent and as a parent and say, what a fantastic position of faith that my daughter has grown into. She has made the determination that she will do the best that she can as a human being to give this child the best life she can, and she will not quit hoping. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Get ready for your last trivia question. Who is this person? I'll give you the reference ahead of time. Genesis 18, 9 through 14. Genesis 18, 9 through 14. Who is this person? My mother left when she heard that I was going to be born. My mother laughed when she heard that I was going to be born. Am I Peter, Esau, or Isaac? Genesis 18:9-14. My mother laughed. Actually, then when called on the carpet, denied it, but that's besides the point. My mother laughed when she heard about me. Oh, my. And she laughed about me. Am I Peter, Esau, or Isaac? Genesis 18:9-14. And then, of course, when confronted, she denied it. Okay, if you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. It's 972-445-0770. You also text in to 214-210-8483. It's 214-210-8483. Or send an email to David at hemustincrease.org. Again, who is this? My mother laughed when she heard that I was going to be born. I think she thought that she was too old. Who is this person who's saying that? Is that Peter, Esau, or Isaac? Genesis 18:9-14. We're going to do a very fast history because I only want to mention three things. So history.
Let's go live in the past.
All right, today is Pi Day. You know why it's Pi Day? Do you know? You know. Because it's 314.
Oh, okay.
It's March 14th. That's Pi. Pi is 314. It's a value.
It's a good one.
Okay. National Napping Day. This is a day that was invented for my wife.
It's one of my favorite days.
I mean, this is just like, she's just like, Jesus napped. That's her best line. And I can't say anything about it because she's not wrong. But it's like, Jesus napped. but the main reason I did the history for today is simply this one. It's National Potato Chip Day. Come on. I mean, you can't. You know,
classic.
Come on. You got to go with that. And then finally, on this day in 1923, which is 101 years ago today, the first ever complete radio broadcast of a hockey game took place 101 year ago today. That's a good
fact. Who won?
They don't tell me.
It didn't say.
I think whoever won is probably not on this earth now. That's
right.
What I'm going to go with. Okay, here we go. So you got the trivia question, pretty straightforward. We do have somebody on the line or that's calling in or that's doing whatever, and then I got to close out, and I want to make sure I close out because I'm going to close out unless the Lord says you can't close out, and then it's up to the Lord. They ready to pop on through? Okay, send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you?
Good, Gary. How are you feeling?
About the same.
About the same. Doesn't matter, bro. We're going to keep praying because determined we're going to pray until something happens. Push.
Okay.
All right. Number one, who is this person? My mother laughed when she heard about me. I think she thought she was too old to have me. And, of course, she denied laughing. Was that Peter, Esau, or Isaac?
That was Isaac.
That is correct, Amundo! You are right, sir. That is exactly right. So, and what's amazing is Abraham laughed, and she laughed, but he didn't get called out for it. I always thought that was funny because Abraham also said, well, we're going to have kids, huh? You know, kind of thing. It's like, so if you look at that story in Genesis 17 and 18, it's pretty funny, which is why, of course, the kids, you know, called laugh.
Well, laughter, you know, Jesus said nothing's impossible with God.
Yeah, exactly, and that's exactly where it comes from. It's the whole point is that, listen, there is no, that can't happen. That'd be life where life shouldn't be. Exactly. That's exactly the Lord, right? All right, let's pray over you the exact same way. Father, we come before you right now and lift up our brother. He is a blessing to us, and we ask you to bless him. I do ask you to bless him in the other areas. Lord, I never want to be shy in that. I want you to bless him financially. I want him to be okay in his situations. But he needs a physical touch in his physical body. And you know exactly what it is and where it is he needs it. And we're asking you to pour that into him. And we're going to keep asking you until you say yes. We're just going to keep knocking. We ask you to bring healing into Gary's body through the power of the Holy Spirit because you're Jehovah Rapha. because in your wounds, Jesus, there's healing. Bring that to bear. Bring that as evidence in Gary's body, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. Love you in the Lord. God bless you, and keep calling. You hear me?
Okay. God bless you, and I'll keep praying for all of you.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. All right. I'm going to not do this little last part because it's so good. I'm going to do it in the very, very beginning part next week. But let me tell you something that happened with me yesterday and today. Okay? A little confessional. Okay? That's okay. Right?
Okay.
All right. So I got really frustrated on the project that I was working on yesterday.
See. Don't we all at some point?
Yeah. You can ask Bert. And then I just said, as I was praying, okay, I'm too into this. That's exactly what I told the Lord. I'm too into it. I'm just like so into this. I'm like, like I'm creating my own sense of burden. And I know everybody knows what I'm talking about. So I told the Lord, look, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to, you know, it's important. I know it's important. I'm trying to get it done. I'm trying to look at it without weight, but I'm putting way too much into this. And so I said, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let other people help. I'm done on that. And then within 10 minutes of that decision, I asked other people to help on this one element. And when I got home, everything was completely done. I didn't have to do anything. And it was like, I probably should have done that before. Just probably let go, let other people help. And then I thought, I'm an idiot. It's like, if it's that tough, let go and ask God to help or bring you help. You're going to find out he's just waiting to do that to help you. Wow. Right? Okay. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. 22 and a half hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Thanks a lot for all the blessing that you give me.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.